Today, the Disney Channel officially premieres High School Musical 2, the sequel to the 2006 telemovie. TV critic David Bianculli says that while High School Musical success was a surprise even to Disney, its hit status isn't that hard to figure out.
What is High School Musical, and just how big a hit is it? Basically, it's a little made-for-TV movie that came out in January 2006, with less fanfare than a couple other Disney Channel projects that winter. It starred a cast of complete unknowns and told two simple love stories at the same time. One was about a high school basketball star who developed an instant crush on a shy new girl in class after singing a karaoke duet with her. The other was how they came to embrace their love, not only for each other, but for musical theater, trying out for the school show, even though, especially to his friends on the basketball team, that just wasn't cool. Until, by the end, it was. The stars of High School Musical and its sequel include Zac Efron, who's already landed a major role in the new movie musical version of Hairspray. He plays Troy, the basketball star. Vanessa Hudgens plays his singing girlfriend Gabriella. And Ashley Tinsdale portrays the snobby rich girl who tries to win Troy for herself. Her character goes by the wonderful name of Sharpay. For girls and even boys flirting with either side of puberty, this kind of school-age story is almost like a classic myth. Instead of the class divide of Romeo and Juliet or the racial divide of West Side Story, the conflict in High School Musical is between various high school subsets, ones that are just as identifiable today as when you or I were there. The jocks, the nerds, the cheerleaders, the slackers. Troy and Gabriella could just as easily be Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland getting together to put on a show. Or Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello playing beach blanket bingo and other wholesome games. The first time out, Disney had no idea what it had on his hands. Like Grease or Dirty Dancing, two other films with similar themes, the original High School Musical ended up being embraced and claimed by an entire new generation. It's worth noting, by the way, that the director and choreographer of High School Musical is Kenny Ortega, who did the choreography for Dirty Dancing. The last time Disney was caught this much by surprise when a TV program became an instant phenomenon was more than 50 years ago, when Fess Parker's Davy Crockett made coonskin caps a fashion statement. Originally, there were only three Davy Crockett adventures, and in the third one, he died at the Alamo. But the show was so popular, Walt Disney kept the franchise alive by presenting television's first official prequels. This time, with High School Musical 2, the Disney organization isn't messing around. The new telemovie starts where the old one was set, at East High School, with the students at the same desks in front of the same teacher. But this time, they're literally counting down the moments until school ends, not only for the class and for the day, but for the summer.
There was that unforgettable summer of dinner theater where I was the only actress to understand all the roles in the entire season's repertoire.
Now my girls, what it's all about.
Ready for some sunshine, for my heart to take shape. I'm here to stay, not moving no way. Ready for a summer romance.
Everybody ready, going crazy, yeah, we're bound. Come on and let me hear you say it now, right now.
What time is it?
Then, in a clever shift of locale, High School Musical 2 moves to a wealthy summer resort owned by Sharpay's parents. She has the manager offer Troy a job so she can be near him all summer. And Troy talks the manager into hiring all of his friends, including Gabriella, so they can be there too. So there's the same romantic triangle. And, of course, the same pressure to mount a big end-of-season variety show. If I sound unusually tolerant of this movie and genre, I have to admit, as a guy who went through high school on the musical theater tech crew, it's hitting me in my soft spot. But as both a student and teacher of TV history, I also love what this High School Musical franchise represents. At a time when the broadcast networks largely and stupidly are ignoring young viewers, cable networks such as Nickelodeon and the Disney Channel are building their own little empires and stars by programming for the next generation. A franchise like High School Musical not only makes tons of money for Disney, it introduces literally millions of kids to the joys and possibilities of musical theater. And the High School Musical wave is far from over with this sequel, by the way. In the next few months, on the Disney Channel, we'll see a documentary by Barbara Koppel showing a couple of the more than 100 amateur stage productions that have been produced since the TV musical came out. After that, there's a big-screen movie in the works. And if Disney can bring Beauty and the Beast and The Lion King to Broadway and turn them into durable, well-received hits, I predict it won't be too long before High School Musical gets the same treatment.
David Biancooley is TV critic for the New York Daily News.